Hi, welcome to our show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy. Rob, I thought you were going to be somewhere else.
Oh, I
remember we were going to do the bit at the beginning, Rob. Yeah.
Will you run out there?
Yeah, let me go, and it's just next door. I'll be right back.
It has to be next door. It's the only way you'd go.
That's right. I will see you guys.
Well, it's close. All right, get over there. I got to talk to Josh for a second.
I understand.
This is so long. Very about the Red Sox.
Somebody didn't come to dress rehearsal. Let me share this. It is Wednesday, April 15th. 2026. I'll have a lot to say a little later on the program. The good news is, you know, this is when I just want to start over. You know, he comes to me and says, we're going to do a thing where I'm at the post office. And then there's his big head. And I said, do you want to do it at the beginning of the show? He said, yes. And then I'm thinking the whole time you're playing the pirate music. By the way, I'm much more fond of the front part of the pirate stuff than when I'm...
Yeah, than the cartoony.
Because the only thing I don't like is when I'm steering the ship like this with my hands going left and right spastically. That's what kills me.
That's how you drive those old ships.
Oh, hold on a second. Rob texted me and says, here, I will be communicating via my cell. And I will let you know when I get into the driveway of the post. Well, he's on. Rob, call now. And if you call now, then I'll pick up while you're in your car, your brand new used Volkswagen, and we'll see what we can do. So I'll wait for him to call. But anyway, happy tax day. Is that the City Connect hat that you're wearing right there?
It is the City Connect.
Nobody likes swag like you like swag. I think that's fantastic. You support your team like that.
I do support my team.
Oh, hold on. I see the
you got a
phone ringing.
Ringtone.
Do we have any kind of graphic to go over Rob's square? Just, you know, since this was sprung on me without a lot of thought, I figured, he's there already. Isn't that amazing?
Mike, can you hear me?
Rob, I thought you were going to be on the phone.
No. I've got a Marty unit here at the post office in Merrifield.
I thought it was going to be the phone. That would make it. Don't you have a button on your thing?
I do. Hold on.
I thought you had that custom ringtone.
No, I thought he was going to be on the phone. That's what I thought it was going to be. That's the whole concept of, you know, the Marty unit doesn't work for me anymore.
It doesn't?
There we go. Okay. Hey, that's got a little reverb, too, which is cool.
Well, it's a huge post office, Mike.
That's really cool. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm great, but it is busy here. I tell you what.
Hey, Rob, can I ask a question?
Sure.
So when you come to me at the beginning of the show and said, I've got an idea for a bit.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, I would say, more often than not, I'm going to say, yeah, good idea.
Always,
let's do that. Did you think maybe that it might have been a good idea to be ready to do it?
Oh, Mike, actually, I was ready. I just kind of assumed that it would be done, like, mostly for the audio part of it, and that having my face up there would be okay. So, I guess that's on me.
Did you understand what he just said, Josh? I believe that was a non-denial denial.
It was, he was saying he thought we were playing for the theater of radio, and he was not worried about the video.
Ah, there it is. All right.
Those watching on YouTube, just close your eyes for a little bit.
Unless you're driving, keep them open.
So how are things down at the post office?
In Merrifield?
People used the post office to do its snail mail.
A big year for snail mail, and it is packed here. And that's why I decided to come down, and this is something we haven't done in a while, Mike. This is the Mike O'Mara Show Tax Relief Kit. These are little things that will help you get through tax season. Now, understand what we have.
Wait, Rob, I want to take a pause here. Josh, was that That had to be done prior to airtime, right?
No. That's the beauty of AI. Is that just to make me a quick
You
graphic.
Literally did it in seconds.
Yes.
Wow. Rob is on the phone now.
Yeah.
What is in the tax relief kits that you're handing out at the post office?
Well, Mike, the tax relief kits, each one of them comes in a classic canvas seed bag that we got from from Tractor Supply. So they're all collectible. But the thing you need to know is not
Let me ask a question here.
Sure.
I think, are you saying a seed bag or a feed bag?
No, a seed bag. A bag that seeds came in.
And I would imagine those are rather large, right?
Yeah, they hold about 50 pounds of seeds.
Which would mean that inside the bag, in order to fill the bag, you'd have to have a wonderful... Can you maybe turn down the background noise a little bit, please?
It's very busy here, Mike. Everybody, can you quiet down, please? Thank you.
In that seed bag, I would imagine that there are, just with that much space, a lot of wonderful gifts.
There are. And what's wild, Mike, is not every seed bag has every item in it, but they all have some. Mike, of course, when we get the tax relief kits, you want to throw in a bottle of Excedrin. Because what about those tax time headaches? Am I right?
Well, yeah, you're preaching to the choir there, pal.
Also, we're giving out a donut, one donut per person.
Is the donut in the seed bag?
Yeah, it is. And we went with cake donuts because the seed dust doesn't stick to them as if we'd used a glaze. You want to keep the donuts pristine if you can.
So you're saying that the seed bags weren't cleaned out prior to putting
them
the donuts inside?
We gave them a shake. I mean...
Would there be a danger of pesticides?
Yes.
Pesticides on
Absolutely,
the,
because on most, the donut. Seeds, most seeds, Mike, are coated with a pesticide called Captane.
What
Captane
is not good for you. You just keep answering my questions as briefly as possible. We're very, very short on time here. I have to ask this question. What is the flavor of donut that you're handing out?
It is an almond coconut cake donut. Because that's not a big mover, and we were able to get them cheap.
Almond coconut.
Yeah. No glaze.
No glaze.
Donut. No. Uh-huh.
So it's just the flavor of the batter.
Yeah, and thank you to Duck Donuts for providing the hot, greasy donuts.
That, as soon as they cool...
Oh, no. No, they went right out of the fryer into the bag.
Yeah, but they're probably cool by now, and of
they
course...
Are.
When they cool, that's when you really get a sense of the flavor. What else is included in the seed bag?
Oh, I love this. Everyone needs it for tax time. A TMOS pencil with an eraser in case you make a mistake, right?
Well, I would imagine that, I've always found that one to be curious because people that are bringing their tax forms down to the post office have already done the paperwork, Rob. So what possible good could that pencil do?
Well, how about tax year 2027?
Oh, very good.
You got to be ready, right? And also for next year, Mike, you're going to want to enjoy one of our TMOS tax hacks pamphlets.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, Mike.
Wouldn't next year be tax year 2026, since that's what you'll be filing for in 2027?
I've read all the writing on the seed bag, and I don't know. But you could be right. You could very well be right.
What else do you have in there?
I'm really surprised people aren't approaching me. If you see me at the Merrifield Post Office, I'm in a chef's hat, and I'm making pancakes. So come find me.
Oh, you're making pancakes?
Yeah.
Is there plenty of hot coffee for people as well?
Mike, a lot of people pull all-nighters, and they're going to need that great Charlie's Choice hot coffee. And remember, some of the seed bags will have a coupon for free shiatsu massage from me.
What, you want to say that again? Shiatsu what?
Shiatsu massage. I'll be offering free shiatsu massages to anyone that gets the coupon. Now, it might not be in yours.
I thought I heard shiatsu massage. I don't know. With that, Rob, I have another question.
Shoot.
How does the post office, with the recent budget cuts, seem to be handling the influx of customers?
Not well. There's currently no one at the desks.
You mean to tell me that on tax day at the post office, there's not one window open?
No. But they say, next window, please, and then it's... You can pay your taxes, Mike. This is amazing. With a debit card, right there at the post office, and that's all you need to do, and you'll be set.
So then what's all the noise of people working?
That's mostly other radio stations and TV stations that are also giving stuff away. That's
so if you take away and can you maybe move away from the hubbub?
Yeah, guys, you got to be quiet.
Got Come really on. Loud again. Yeah, Don't know how that happened. I have a question. If it's if there are if the people that we're hearing are primarily from radio and television,
right?
How many actual people are dropping off tax forms at the post office right now?
You mean like people that would be eligible for one of the TMOS tax relief kits?
Precisely. I would wonder how many people.
Hold on. Let me hold on.
All right.
One, two, that's five. Mike, I don't see anybody.
there you go.
But if they do come by, we've got, Mike, I'd like to read you some of the more items that are in the tax relief kit.
Oh, good.
Because
I'd
they
like
really make the day
I'd,
great
I'd
for
like
people.
To know what's in the tax relief kit.
Some of them have coupons where I'm offering 5 minutes of cuddling. So I know it's a stressful time of year if you just want to come up and cuddle with me. Also, free shoe shines.
Oh.
Ladies only for that, though. I only like ladies' feet.
All right. Do you have your camera ready?
I do. Also, Mike, good news. I brought my Dremel so we can do pedicures.
Oh, that's very, very exciting. And, of course, all services.
Here we go. I got my Dremel with me.
Oh, that's the Dremel?
Yeah.
It's a large Dremel. Are you doing your own toe?
Yeah, it's my second toe on my right foot.
Wow.
That feels great.
Radio people could use it as well.
It feels really good. And you know what? That dust, that'll just take care of itself.
We don't want any fires.
No.
We don't want any fires. So.
Remember, Mike, also the post office asked me to tell you this, that if you file by noon this year, you get an extra vote in the upcoming election.
That's very, very exciting. And I want to thank all the powers that be that made that happen. Well, it sounds like it's quite a busy day at the post office.
It really is, Mike. A lot of football fans were anticipating coming today.
You're being our resident tax expert and the person that doles out the tax advice.
Sure.
What if someone wishes to file an extension? What advice do you have for them?
I would say don't do it. I would say it's easy to change your name. You can get a new passport. We actually have a business card in every tax pack relief kit for sort of a gray market guy that'll help you get a passport. And then you don't have to pay taxes at all.
Thank you. And as far as the people that are completely ignoring the tax code and filing nothing, not paying any taxes, what do you have to say to those people?
We have something for them, actually, because they're largely anti-vaxxers. Uh-huh. And what we've got for them is a live rubella virus in a very thin test tube that you can take home. We also have, of course, by popular demand, the Tiger Woods pill organizers, our Timu water picks. We have Washington Commanders, racially insensitive football novelties. And the final item is really great, because as you know, Mike, our corporate partner is Mount Vernon.
Vernon?
Where George Washington lived.
Oh, you mean the tourist attraction.
Yeah, Mount Vernon. And so we got in touch with them, and they're very excited about the 250th anniversary of America this July 4th, and they're bringing back a favorite. Every tax kit has the homemade Martha Washington molasses douche.
Oh, that's exciting. That's really not to be used in the heat of the summer.
And please don't use it in the post office.
Rob, I've just been told by the producers that, because that sounds getting loud once again, that we need you to get into your Volkswagen and make your way back to your studio.
I look forward to driving because diesel fuel is very reasonable.
That's good.
Rob Spiewak from the Merrifield Post Office.
Thanks, Rob.
Out.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Very, very exciting. And yes, Josh, are you all paid up? Did you send in your forms? I know you're married to an accountant, so that has to
help. But I wish it helped. I'm still the one that does the taxes.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got a savvy business sense. I don't. I don't have a savvy sense for that. And I'm not Rob. I'm Mike. So just wanted to double check.
I'm waiting for Rob to pop back up.
Oh, he's going to pop back. Well, it's a long drive.
He's
got to
turn his camera on when he gets back. And
hi.
Yeah, there he is. Rob, that was a wonderful report. And thanks for getting back so quickly. That was terrific.
Yeah, I hit a couple of green lights, which was nice.
Tax day. Last night, kind of a... you know, we all know the guy that I use, been with me for multiple years.
Wonderful guy.
And, as far as taxes go, it was probably the all-time worst moment for me in the world of taxes when I was informed that the bulk of money, I am a kept man, as it were. I am a kept man, and my wife has a very successful telemarketing job.
Sure.
And she does very well with that, better than she does with her brick-and-mortar store, mm-hmm. better than she does with my Social Security, better than she does with almost anything. And a little factoid mm-hmm. that she did so much better in 25 than she did in 24. The problem was that in 25, with everything that came in, it was so significant that I have now officially, and this is including when I was a very, very financially stable and successful,
sure.
hot-rocking, flame-throwing disc jockey.
People would call you a heritage jock, Mike. You
a
were
heritage
at the
jock.
Top of it when it was something. It really
even
was.
Then, even then, mm-hmm. I was able to, what I call, pay as you go when it came to salary and
sure.
And money coming in. And I don't necessarily sweat financial details in my world.
Well, you're a creator, Mike.
Yeah, I might have. If someone had come to me, say, a year ago.
Right.
And said, listen, this money's going to come into your account. Do you think it might be a good idea to, pay the taxes as you go?
Pay as you go. Yeah.
I would have said, of course, because then, of course, you will not be saddled with. Let me put it to you this way.
Or even a minimum of. Let's have a certain portion go into a separate savings account for
exactly.
when it's tax time.
Yeah, and then
exactly.
you can draw some interest on it, and it also makes financial sense.
I'd like to point out this is also the year where the ratty ass import that we had purchased ended up costing more money than we ever would have dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there are people that have it worse. Whatever your problems are, there are people that have it worse. You know, it's mm-hmm. not a catastrophic illness.
Mike, I felt sorry for the man who had no shoes
yes.
until I met the man who had no feet.
Yes. There
right?
It is. Thanks.
I learned that at the post office.
Thank you very much. So when I was given a number that in the history of me is the highest number I've ever received.
Well, they're going to need you to cover a couple of the bunker busters.
I would like to cover your bunker buster right now, Buster.
Hey, Buster.
I was just taken aback. I will. Let me just cut right to the chase here and let you know that the evening ended with a text apology to my accountant for my my very emotional reaction to the news directed at both my accountant and my wife.
Mike, I understand it can be taxing. Ah, I understand it can be very upsetting, but keep in mind, it's not like tax day is the same day every year. It floats. And so to have it come
to
you on the 14th. Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Hello, Rob. It is the same day every year.
Oh, so it really shouldn't have come as a surprise to anyone in the accounting field. He might even have a special calendar that says.
Here's the
day.
Thing.
It sneaks up on you.
It's.
Cherry blossoms and taxes.
We were aware of the day. You know what? There's a silver lining to every dark cloud.
I hear that, and that's how I live my life.
And that is why I'd like to announce today that even though we have not received any super chats this week, and even though the advertisers that we have on this show, we have to claw for and make sure that you deliver the results which you have as an incredible audience. We really appreciate you supporting our advertisers. But with that said, I'm here to announce that I will be doing this show until I am 103 years old. So I thought I'd share that
it's funny,
of course,
Mike, taxes are funny, and let me tell you why.
Yeah.
It's almost like they penalize you for succeeding.
Mm.
You know?
You might say that. Well, here's the thing. They don't penalize you for really succeeding. Mm-hmm. They penalize you if you're just getting by and doing okay.
Well, it's always the middle class that hurts.
And that's kind of where we are. And that's why when I was coming in here to discuss this segment, mm-hmm. The title I gave it was Eat the Rich. because that's what I'd like to do right now. Back in the day when I could manipulate and have lengthy, long conversations with the powers that be and accountants and lawyers and all that, I was always pretty well positioned. I probably, with the guy that you both know, who I use and I've used for probably my longest, maybe a longer professional relationship than I've had with Rob, than I've even
Absolutely.
Had with Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Which almost came to an end. Not really by my choice, but, it was kind of under the thing, well, maybe you should just get somebody else. That's kind of where,
was it it's not me, but you type situation?
No, I don't know what it was, Rob. I'm still cloudy. I'm still cloudy about it, and I'm still not really focused.
When you say cloudy, do you mean like in this, like you're misty-eyed?
No. No, no tears. There's no tears
great.
Over this.
That's great.
You know?
Any chance he was been prepared and finished this a while ago, but was just waiting till the last minute to give you the bad news?
No.
Like he was afraid of that phone call?
No, and since you asked that question, I think it should be pointed out that a certain member of this this little trifecta was alerted that this was coming. But, it's a thank you, Dal Goda, for your 13 feet. Here's a super chat crafted so that $10 goes to the show and not YouTube. Happy tax day. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. There
Carrie had, we had some pretty high tax bills this year, but Carrie figured something out when she went to my 22-year-old son and she said, guess what? You're a dependent this year.
Ed, are you able to do that even though he's over 18? Are you able to?
Yeah, it's, I think it's 25. I think it's 25 and living at home, right?
That's wonderful. That's why. Well, I also passed along to Michael that he will be living with us until he is 40, long after I'm dead.
You joke about it, Mike, but by the time the economy gets to that stage, he probably will be.
Yes, yes. And speaking of yes, Josh, go ahead.
Well, I was
just
wondering, have you considered just moving to an island? A little bit of tax evasion. Denzel Washington type move.
Okay.
Just pay and leave.
Well, I'm in a tropical environment anyway, Josh. It wouldn't be much of a stretch for me.
The last time I was in your neighborhood, Mike, if I closed my eyes and imagine, I felt I was in Lake Como.
That's very exciting. It's very, very exciting, the evasion. Here it is. I think that when we consider this, it will be something, as I said to my wife when I woke up this morning, very calm. I said, it is what it is.
Oh, but I hate that phrase.
But unfortunately, it applies in this situation that we will manage. There have been a number of earth-shattering situations that, that perhaps were a setback. But none greater than the tax man setback that I've experienced now. And I would also like to announce that not only will I be doing this show, but look soon for my OnlyFans page, where I'll show you just about anything you want to see. That's it.
It will be a saucy one?
Oh, yeah. Well, what are there any others, really?
Well, it could be like an impression page.
Well, for those of you that watch the wonderful HBO show Euphoria,
Hey, welcome back to Euphoria.
I will be, I don't know if you've gotten to peek in.
No, we're not allowed to have HBO anymore.
Okay, well, congratulations, but you paid the tax man, so that's a good thing.
And that's a good
guess
thing.
Guess what?
What?
I'm getting ready for that. So, anywho, the...
Mike, let me recommend a good antenna for you.
Right. The Sydney Sweeney character in Euphoria is doing digital content. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't watched Euphoria, I will not give you any spoiler alerts other than to say a somewhat sexually charged episode.
Is it as funny as it always was?
Absolutely hysterical.
This year, I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't have HBO Max.
Yeah.
Have they done away with the laugh track?
I will tell you what Euphoria has done away with.
Yeah.
They have done away. I believe that what I'm witnessing when I watch Euphoria is my slow transition into an old person where this content has passed me by.
Well,
where I kind of shake my head ruefully as I'm watching, going,
"Do you feel dirty
goodness.
When you
I
watch
feel
it?
Filthy, filthy, yeah. dirty. I feel like I've been dipped in mud." Yes, Josh wrote
well,
that.
I tried a few months ago to watch Euphoria because of hearing all the hype, and I've never seen it. And I went back to season one, put on the first episode.
Now, this was at your church, right? It was like a group?
Yeah.
It was a viewing party.
No, but that's my question for you is I watched the first episode, and I felt like the fact that they were high school kids was a little creepy.
And more than creepy.
Much, it was I a think bit that's, much for high school kids represented on television.
Well, Josh, you might be pleased to hear this, that now – the show evolves into season two, and they are all out of high school, which is, I think, very exciting.
I did read an article yesterday that I guess Sydney Sweeney is wearing some special outfit.
Yes.
That is from her own clothing brand, and she's paid to make $1 million on selling that outfit alone.
I will just give you this little teaser if you are someone who's planning to look in on the Zendaya Sydney Sweeney project, Euphoria. And that is this line.
Yeah.
How much is that doggy in the window? That's all I will give you for that. Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know if you could find any stills from season two of Euphoria, Josh.
Or season, we're in season three now, I think.
Yes. Oh, Scoob says Rob is hating on religion again.
How? How am I hating on religion?
I sometimes when you
I
wait
made a
for
joke
comments,
about when I made a joke about Josh watching Euphoria at a church viewing party. Is that hating on religion?
I don't believe it is.
And I think they should change the name of the show Euphoria to Zendaya with an exclamation point.
I got a better one.
What's right. that?
What was the one you had yesterday? It was a flan.
Oh, Fantasia. Fantasia. That's what it was.
How about Zendaya-tacular? Or how about Zendaya-phoria?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Now, let's see if we can do this without completely distracting Rob.
How about Sweeney Meanie? Oh, look at that.
There, that's, he has actually found the outfit that I was referencing.
Well, I searched Sydney Dog, and that's what came up. So I assume that's what you needed.
Yeah. Some thoughts
about... Is that the outfit she's selling?
I don't know whether that's the outfit she's selling.
The
it
top
is
what she is selling.
I'm going to say this, that she is aware of herself and she gives the audience what they really want. That's what it
and
is.
And what I want is her raw acting talent.
She does have acting chops. I will give her credit, but the acting chops are not, let me just say this, utilized to their max in this particular episode. And her, she's married now. Or she's about to get married, and the fiance
to that guy.
The fiance is kind of a nad as he always was, and I don't know. I felt unclean, and I felt unrewarded
this season.
Well, we were watching. We were all watching it together.
I understand.
Yeah.
Do they still have the young man who sells drugs and guns?
No, he died. I believe he died.
Oh,
in
I forgot.
Real life, he passed away, right?
No, not that young man. The young man.
I don't remember that.
There was a boy.
You remember it better than I do. I kind of that.
Well, I took a lot of notes.
And a lot of gummies when you were watching that show. Speaking of young men and, really young men, for baseball, had another one last night, a rec league game, you know?
Yes.
And as far as Michael's team, I don't need to mention the name of the team.
Take
I will
me out
simply.
To the ball game.
This is something I probably shouldn't share with 12-year-olds, but I share it here because they're not going to listen to this.
Okay. So
but what I'd like to say, what I would have loved to do, is stand up from my camp chair behind the backstop.
Yes.
And I have to push the microphone away. Can somebody please make a play? There you go. That's all.
Is your accountant playing on the rec league?
Somebody said if you keep the picture up of Sidney Sweeney, your views and clicks might go up 700%. Yeah.
That's funny. And that was the safe one that I thought I'd get away with on YouTube.
Ooh.
Mike, no, you know, no.
Use that picture to motivate some 12-year-old boys. You can do it like the movie Major League, where you unveil a little bit each win.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a tough one last night. Very
not sexy, Mike, unless you're wearing dog ears.
I've had 24 hours of pretty unrewarding activity in my world.
Pull back the curtain. You came in and you said, as you always do, how you doing? And Josh said, good. I said, great. You said, I'm not great.
No, I'm not.
And then we determined great is not that great.
And just to pile on, and I say pile on with a pile, the brush that I trimmed from my backyard and moved to the street.
That was sort of a big shift from Sidney Sweeney.
Well, I'm just trying to get it all in, Rob. There's a lot to discuss.
What about the brush now?
The tree branches.
Oh, yes.
Talking about.
So, yeah, slid them up to the front where I thought no problem at all. We got we pay exorbitant homeowners association dues to have a company that's here all the time picking stuff up. So when I went out to the front and I saw that it that on the one of the tippy top branches, there was first of all, the pile was there, been there for 4 or 5 days,
right?
Which I'm sure is just endearing me to all of my neighbors. And a little pink sticker right up on top that says, "Please will not pick up unless put into 50-pound bags and bundled."
What?
Pay
for a service that does that?
Hold on. That's the trash service that did
trash.
That.
Okay. All right.
So the question remains, what about the people that do the other stuff? And
right.
I'm not sure I'll be finding that out when I have a phone call I relish to the... The powers Again. That be. I mean, it is just, I mean, really, I think maybe day drinking might start at about 10 a.m. this morning.
I
really believe that.
Take Rand Paul's advice and just push it into your neighbor's yard.
I think I'm going to push it. I think I have fantasized about pushing it into the middle of the street.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? And just then they have no choice but
Let
to
me
clear
ask you
it.
This. Let yes. me ask you this. Let me pose this to you, Mike. What does your trash collection container look like? Is it a 75-gallon rolling bin?
Yes.
Okay. All you need to do—
Two of them, recycling and regular trash.
We all know recycling is that's a scam. We all know that.
Yeah.
But can you imagine if you just— Instead of bundling it, just busted it up enough that it fit in your trash can, because when the trash men come, all they do is have the electronic lifter put it into the, they're not going to see it that it's in there.
But I'm still holding out that perhaps
that's how I get rid of my car batteries.
When you live in a neighborhood where every day you see big dump trucks with brush.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every flipping day.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think they could slide one of those down and use one of the 400 people they've got here? Doesn't seem to be happening. I don't have a big dump truck.
Do you need to put a sign on it that says free?
Oh, if you did that.
Oh, that's funny. Free. Free to the first come, first serve.
Yes.
That would work in Manassas. I don't know if that would work in your neighborhood.
No. Yeah. You know what? No. And it wouldn't work anywhere that I've lived for comedy purposes.
Okay.
I don't know. I know I'd laugh my ass off if I saw that. That would be fun. But
my father was the subject of a meme after a hurricane that flipped his boat in the Eastern Shore, and the boat was left upside down on the dock, covered with goo and looked horrible, bimini top, flat, everything broken, gas leaking out, and someone put a picture of him and said, "Free boat."
Free boat. Thank you, free boat. So, it just adds to the list, the blowout last night of the baseball game, the brush not being taken, and then the best news of all that occurred, I want to say about 9:30 at night. Way to go to the deadline. That's
a lot of hard workers like to work in the evening.
Yes, this is true, especially when they're, primary job is taking care of other people.
Exactly. It's almost as if, Mike, it's almost as if.
I'm an afterthought.
That's it.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, how's that arm doing?
The arm's doing good. The arm's doing good. And I tested it Monday, and it felt so good that I reached out to my regular group and said, I test drove it. I'm ready to go and play Friday, and got a response that said, you're on a wait list. Yeah. Thank you. Life could be a dream.
I know what originally, really what put your shoulder at yeah. risk originally, Mike.
Nodak, I got to give Nodak's line here. At least the Red Sox did well. Ha 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 ha. Not.
I know what put your shoulder in jeopardy in the first place. You've been counting money all your life.
Yeah, you've been counting money. Thanks, Quint.
Money all your life.
But the good news is, once again, I have taken time to write multiple kicker lines today. So you won't get one joke, you'll get three, including three. One for the older folks in our audience that I hope you'll like as much as I did. I laughed when I wrote it. I hope you laugh when I share it with you.
I hope it's one of yours.
Yes. No, AI did not have. AI did contribute to one of the names that I modified.
Okay.
So that's it.
Valid.
I don't know why I have to explain jokes that I haven't even shared with you yet. I don't. Let's play the commercial and we'll come back with the tidbits.
Hey, what's your beef?
I'll tell you what I hate, paying top dollar to my local grocer for overpriced, underwhelming steaks, and then cooking them up and saying, meh, it's too much money and too much grief. That's why this podcaster relies on Omaha Steaks. Right now, taste the difference and take an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Omaha is my favorite because they do beef right. Unmatched quality, incredible variety, and every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Each steak is perfectly aged for maximum tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and they're still raising the bar. From tender USDA certified steaks to juicy burgers, versatile chicken, pork, and more, Omaha Steaks delivers unbeatable quality and variety every single time. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high quality protein right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so don't mess with it, Clyde. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Let's eat.
Steak. Clyde.
Happy.
Not great.
Brush.
Mike, are these tax day tidbits?
Today is tax day, Rob.
I understand.
Let me play my swoosh. Today is tax day, which is probably either meaningless, annoying, or stressful to you if you're in the last group. you're not alone. According to a survey that was conducted at the start of 2026, 29% of Americans said they probably procrastinate on filing their taxes this year, and even more admitted to putting things off last year, too. Hey, way to go. Back then, 15% of Americans thought that they'd be done by January. 38% said they were hoping they could get it taken care of in Feb. 26 March, 26%.
And undecided?
18% said they expected to wait until April.
I'm curious, do you have any breakdown as to these are people that are getting refunds or paying? I think if you're procrastinating, you have to pay money. Because if you want the money back, you want it quick, right?
Yeah, I would think
or
so.
Or it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. It's very complicated.
Yeah. 3% of people said they'd probably file for an extension. I've done that in the past, which pushes the deadline back to October 15th. If you do that, you have
Halloween.
To pay, you have to pay interest. So anyway,
I'm just waiting until next year. I'll knock them both out at once.
I will tell you this. I think more than 3% is probably the number for people that are filing an extension. I think
now,
that's,
if you do pay in October, do you have to wear a costume?
Yeah. How much is that doggy in the window
costume?
That'll be Mike's costume for the next Halloween show.
You know, and his next time out on the golf course.
This is not rocket science, but the top three reasons people procrastinate are. It's too complicated. It's too stressful. It's too time consuming.
Yeah, the fourth reason is the return of euphoria.
It's also a hassle if your finances are complicated, organizing the documents and blah, blah, blah. And most people are likely to procrastinate on their taxes in the southeastern United States.
Hey, I just missed it. But Josh didn't.
It would have, that means Mississippi. Probably not. Well,
it could. Yeah, I think we can conclude that.
It's just, these are such mindless facts. A record 70% of voters think the taxes they pay are too high. That's up 11 points from last year. 75% say that government spending is too wasteful. That is up a whopping 18% from last year. And the number one tax frustration is the wealthy not paying their fair share. Yeah. So there it is.
I've always felt that taxes are fair, and I like to pay what I pay, and I always round up.
Give them a little something extra for the effort.
Yeah, and you know, if you're very nice, the IRS will prepare your taxes for you and tell you how much you owe.
Isn't that nice?
That's
very, very nice. Yeah. For whatever reason, food brands like to experiment with very strange taste combinations.
True.
These are some of the most polarizing ones that were found. Number one is dill pickle Oreo.
No.
Does Oreo have a department that just, you know, poops out this stuff for people?
The next time you're at your grocer, walk the cookie aisle and realize what percentage of cookies is taken up by Oreo. The National Biscuit Company, commonly known as Nabisco, has a stronghold on the cookie industry based on the Oreo. And you know what? I was looking last night at a TV commercial, Oreo Cakesters. That's not an Oreo because it's not a cookie.
I also think it's one of the most overrated confections that's made.
Think some of their combinations are very good.
I like the Coca-Cola ones. Do you remember those?
You watch the scientist do the homemade Oreo and he puts all the real ingredients in, that tells me all I need to know. Some people.
Do you have a store-bought cookie that you go to?
Not really. No. Yeah. You know what? I think if you said, what's the store-bought cookie that I would put in my pantry, it would be Tate's chocolate chip cookies.
They're good. They're very good.
I like
ginger snaps. I like ginger snaps. You don't?
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
You don't like them?
1950s
No, Shirley, that's fine. I think that's good.
All right. How about Nilla wafers? Also great.
Well, let me give you the other food combos here. Right. If you want to try it, you'll have to act fast. They're only on sale while supplies last on the Oreo website. Dr. Pepper is bringing back a fan favorite. Their creamy coconut flavor is here for a limited time. What's your thought on creamy coconut, Dr. Pepper?
I've tasted it, and it's not that big of a variant. You see, Dr. Pepper is made of 23 distinct different flavors. And I think what they've just is they've leaned on the coconut. It's definitely in there, but I think that is a marketing ploy, all told.
It wouldn't be something that you would be
not excited about. No, sir.
Finally, Meaty's Beef Cereal.
Oh!
Yes, you heard that right. It's a cereal with ground beef.
That you can eat.
And it comes in two different flavors.
Oh.
I'm going to barf. Chocolate peanut butter.
Yuck.
And maple cinnamon.
Always maple cinnamon.
Hey, guess what, kids? You can't get it. It's sold out.
Of course, because we're a nation of idiots. That's why.
One little added on here for a change of pace. Here's something that sounds delicious. It actually really did to me. Costco just added a caramel and churro soft serve ice cream sundae to their food court.
That's good news.
Doesn't that sound yummy?
Because they've got the churros in the food court already, so they'll use yesterday's churros and they'll chop them up. And all they need is a caramel pump.
Why don't you just get one? Have you ever thought about rolling over there and picking up some part-time hours?
I think it would destroy the magic.
What magic?
Like, it's like if you work as a cast member at Disney World, you get to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff, and it doesn't become – it's not Disney anymore. I don't want Costco to be ruined.
The ugly side of Costco.
That's right. The throwing away of the plants.
Ooh. You don't want to see how the sausage is made.
No. I want to go in and I want to be catered to.
What would Carrie say if I suggested you do that?
She wouldn't return your call.
She
never returns calls.
But would she be excited about the potential of you working at a Costco?
That for you would be a two-run homer because, A, it gets me out of the house, and, B, anything to make money.
For Carrie?
Because you suggested it. She'd think it would be great. Also, Mike, as a bonus, when I'm at work, she can sell my things.
But then who's going to do the dishes, make
dinner? Right. Right,
laundry.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Dogs need to be let out.
Good luck. Anyway, that's all I... had to say with that.
You know what? Remember when you said how I was and I said I was great? I'm good.
Thank you. Wallet Hub has put out a list of the best airlines in America. They include the 9 largest airlines plus 2 regional ones, and they compared them across 16 metrics: cancellations and delays, mishandled baggage, entertainment options, Wi-Fi, legroom, price, and safety. And in the end, the number one airline, would you like to guess? I'll let you guess.
Yeah, United.
No.
Frontier.
Nope.
Is it allied to another country like Air Canada?
Nope.
TWA. Piedmont?
I'll do this.
Okay.
You would think that there was not a chance.
Spirit.
JetBlue.
Spirit.
Get out.
That
wow.
Is, Spirit Airlines came in number one, even despite scoring zeros on entertainment options, legroom, and free refreshments.
I flew Spirit during the pandemic, and it had no Wi-Fi, and they removed all the cushions from their seats, so you sat on metal seats so they could easily clean them. Mm-hmm. It was the worst flight I've ever been on.
Like World War II. That's nice.
Number two is Southwest, SkyWest, followed by Alaska, Hawaiian, JetBlue, Delta. Number eight, American Airlines. Number nine, there's your Frontier. And coming in at number 10, United, followed by one I am not familiar with, either one of you, Envoy Air. Are you familiar with that one?
I think Julia flew Envoy out of Richmond. I think it's very sort of a niche airline.
Okay.
Now, right. Mike, when you've been going to the doctors a lot lately, have you experienced any mishandling of your baggage?
No. It was wonderful. I actually enjoyed it. It
any
was
refreshments?
Really, really. The refreshment, well, they gave me a shot of vodka right before they handled my baggage.
That's so nice. Don't mishandle the baggage.
Which I thought was a lot of fun. Thanks, guys. Please, sir, may I have another? Sobriety tests are one attempt to hold people accountable for driving impaired, but they're far from comprehensive. A new test could be coming to market soon. A research team at Virginia Commonwealth University, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, yay!
They know all about DUIs.
A prototype for a THC breathalyzer that could make roadside marijuana testing a thing.
That's wild, because VCU doesn't have a problem with pot.
Look, I'm all for legalization of marijuana. I really am. But at the same time, I'm not a believer that said, well, you know, we don't get any DUIs. You don't get any DUIs because you're not tested for it.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this would do it. It's a small, inexpensive device that looks like an asthma inhaler, and it relies on 3D printed parts. It's designed to work within minutes without the need for laboratory backup. So if you're weaving or you're out of it, I mean, if you are really stoned out of your mind, don't get behind the wheel of a car anyway, but this means you could get bashed for it.
And it sounds like it's still a breathalyzer thing.
There's a mouthpiece. There's a mouthpiece to collect your breath, a cartridge where the chemical reactions occur, and a detection chamber that shows the results. Supposedly, it will also be able to distinguish between specific compounds.
Will it be able to tell gummies? Or is it smoking?
I would assume it's everything. And it separates the THC, the CBD, and the CBN. But there's still more work needed to make that definitive. And understand it's not going as fast as they want it to, because the guys are all a bunch of potheads.
It's so sad.
That are doing that.
VCU is described as an artistic school.
Did you say an autistic school?
No, I did not. I said artistic school.
Artistic?
And sometimes they, you know, the creatives like to use their pot.
Artisanal?
And their mushrooms and their molly and all the things they do down there.
All right, hold it on. Hold on a second. I just want to see if I got my thing here. I got, no, I don't want
to.
I don't want the, that story.
You, VCU, VCU, go, Rams, go! And remember, Mike, VCU football, undefeated since 1838.
I thought it had an ending, but it kind of fades out there. That's the way it goes. Finally today, the owner of a mustard company in New Hampshire.
That's enough for me.
Was caught secretly pumping pollutants into a river. 60-year-old Charles Santiche concocted a scheme where they extended an underground pipe to dump dirty water.
Standel.
Dirty water into the Sauhegan River to save money on shipping the water out. It happened for 6 years, and employees were ordered to follow along with it or risk losing their jobs. Do not start laughing, Michael. Do not.
No.
Stop it.
Take a breath.
Charles was sentenced to 18 months in prison, and the company must pay a $1.5 million fine for violating the Clean Water Act. It's unclear what was in the water, but it did cause environmental harm, so it likely wasn't just mustard. Now, the company name is Old Dutch Mustard.
Oh, nice.
That's the name of the company that was doing the secret pipe. Oddly enough, Old Dutch...
What?
You know, if you write them and you're laughing at your own material, you might want to not stumble over it, Mike.
Let me rewind.
Oddly enough, Old Dutch Mustard is my standard response when Carla asks me about my laundry. Little known Dutch minor leaguer, Lars Vanderpickle, was famous for his great fastball, which he referred to as the Old Dutch Mustard. And finally, it was rumored on her wedding night that Nancy Reagan said to her husband, "Give me some of that Old Dutch Mustard." Thank you. Hey, got one from Josh on that. We got to take a break. When we come back, we've got more stuff because that's what we do.
Yay.
On Tax Day 2026, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses, so when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon. Terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
You know, somehow with this next topic I want to discuss, I'd like to introduce it in the song. TikTok and fast food and Orioles magic. This is about our boy. He's wearing another one of the City Connect. This man gets the swag, Rob Spiewak.
I know. Listen to his story. It's so tragic.
I got a t-shirt and a hat.
Yeah, but look at the fancy hat. I mean,
is there a jersey on the way? A real jersey?
I can't decide which player to buy, so I haven't bought it yet.
I see. So there is. The answer is a flat yes.
There will be eventually.
How many Orioles hats do you have?
I think there's probably 50 in my office right now.
That's a good number.
50. Like, here, 50. Can I move this?
Can you?
See, what a cool way of doing it, though.
And they're all the way around the entire office.
I like the cowboy hat. That's a tribute to Wild Bill Hagee.
Yes. He's a number one Oriole fan of the past.
You know, that franchise, really, when you think about it, I do hope they are successful because they are one of the great American sports franchises. And I think that I wish the Oriole fan base luck with that.
I've said recently, I love the fact that Baltimore residents love Baltimore. You don't see that about people that really take civic pride in their city. Like, I mean, I live in Leesburg. It's okay. I drive into Washington,
D.C. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
No. Yeah, it's nothing.
Not about what you're saying. I'm saying they don't care about being in Leesburg.
No, it means nothing
to them.
Because
you know somebody would take that out of context and bust my chops about it, right?
No, but there are cities that people... Richmond is another one. There's a lot of civic pride. People love living in Richmond. And you don't see it in Northern Virginia.
I get stopped every day. If I go to like a touristy area or if I go like downtown St. Augustine or any event, I get stopped every time by someone from Maryland.
It's great. I mean, it's and really, I lived in the Maryland area for a long time. In Annapolis, one of my favorite places that I've ever lived. More power to them. So getting on to, do you want to talk about your TikTok do you want to talk about fast food?
Well, I was going to talk about TikTok.
Okay.
Good.
Because you are all over Temu. I have bailed on Temu for one simple reason. The spinning wheel. The spinning wheel, and you get these seven things free.
Oh, hard to get into it. Yeah.
I can't even get into the app.
And if you go down that rabbit hole, it ultimately leads to nothing. And you don't get
it. Has anyone ever gotten anything discounted or free by going through the wheel? And by the way, if you read the disclaimer under it, it says, wheel will always land on largest opportunity. So you're really just, Mike, you're J-ing-O if you're in the wheel.
If it doesn't, it forces you to try again.
Not right.
It just doesn't work.
Right.
So I've moved off of Temu, but I've gotten sucked into the TikTok shop.
Because I get little videos. TikTok shop? I am intrigued.
Kids
love it.
Well,
what I like about the TikTok shop is it's videos, so it's people talking about the product.
I can't wait. And I can wait. And I was just told, in 2030, I get to go shopping again. So I'm really, really excited about that.
Well, and first thing you buy is a calendar.
Mm-hmm. The TikTok shop has a lot of the cheap stuff like Temu does as well.
Okay. And a lot is it from the East?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
I mean,
are the reviews
it's a mix.
The reviews are mostly, continental United States, right? Even though the products are from elsewhere. Okay.
Yeah, and it's people who buy it and then they're reselling it here. And so I got sucked into two things that both arrived in the mail on Monday.
Okay.
The first is wall repair paste, because I have to patch some holes in the wall.
Gotcha.
And I got sucked in by a video showing how easy this is compared to the normal spackle you would get. That this is more like caulk.
Have you tried it?
I have not tried it yet.
I tried it, Mike. My teeth have never been whiter.
What was the total outlay for that tube?
$6.
That's what you would pay at a big box hardware store for a tube of caulk.
Maybe. And it might just be a tube of caulk. I don't know. This is for wall damage, nail hole repair, quick repair, wall crack and peeling, and wall graffiti.
Yeah, you could use Colgate toothpaste. Would do the same
the hack,
thing.
Well, the hack is nails. You can do toothpaste for nails.
Maybe it is just a tube of toothpaste.
How long did it take to get to you? Because I know that Temu will oftentimes really delay delivery.
I ordered it last week.
And you know what? I'm going to give him props because it's not a frivolous purchase. It's something for home repair, and I think that's amen to that.
Okay.
I hate patching holes. I've got a few like here in the hall where I slipped and tripped on the... on the rug, and my foot went into the wall.
Sure,
so I
got to
patch that up a little bit.
And you throw a lot of things. You have
I have
temper.
A patch. Yeah. I have a patch to do too because we had out in the den. We had Michael giving him a little lecture over the weekend, a little behavioral update, a little tweak. And at the end, when I was putting my chair up, my old recliner that we moved into that Carla is asking me to get rid of, that I don't want to because I like it so bad, I felt like a grinding sound. And she pointed out to me that there now is about a 4 to 5 inch hole in the wall where I dug it out with my recliner.
Attaboy.
Happy days.
Add that,
taxes, baseball, all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then... So that's going to repair some things in the home.
That's good. That's responsible. That's no problem.
That's going to work. I will try it out probably this weekend.
Do you have a putty knife?
Rob, don't worry. I've got a little bag that it came with.
Oh, there's the putty knife right there.
A putty knife?
Look at that.
Well made.
And sandpaper.
Perfect.
So I can smooth it out.
They spared no expense on the sandpaper.
Sandpaper the size of a literal postage stamp.
Yeah, cheaper than going to the hardware store, in my humble opinion. Yeah.
Now there's another repair I have to do in my home. because we've got this fancy new vehicle. And technically, it's Kelly's car.
Oh, is it your marriage?
No,
I'm sorry.
I don't think TikTok will solve that.
Okay. Trust me, it won't.
But
we all have to do those repairs once in a while.
Right.
Mine didn't come with sandpaper.
Yeah.
We've got the new Tesla, and it's got really nice, shiny black rims on the car, which look outstanding.
Outstanding!
Unless you go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and rub it up against the curb.
Oh, people have to get their chicken.
So now I have purchased the paint pen of car.
Now listen, pal. I was with you with the wall repair, but I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, if you look, it's a little pen.
Yep.
It's like a little nail polish.
It's mascara. Yeah.
Actually eyeliner. It's
just a little thing of paint to
paint
my rims. Oh, it was like $3. It was really cheap.
The same technology has been around for 40 years.
And it's little black paint.
Okay, so
it's
doesn't
revolutionary. It's cheap when you go to TikTok.
What I don't understand are the products you buy like that that say they automatically match the color. How does it know?
Because I said black.
No, but I'm saying there are ones where you get it and it's just.
Can I tell you? Answer that?
Yeah.
Ask the question again that you were going to formulate.
There are certain repair pens or brushes that will help dings on your cars, and they say it will match the color itself. How does it know?
They are lying. That's the answer. It's the truth. That's the truth.
That's actually the truth, Ruth. That's the motto at the TikTok shop.
Now you mentioned Chick-fil-A, and I know that you went out to you discovered a new fast food place ask us about.
No, I live in a neighborhood that's ever growing, and they're constantly. We've got a new Walmart coming. We've got a Rivian.
Can we title the show "Ever Growing"?
It's my favorite song by Foo Fighters.
But, by the way, Daniel Thurber, it's Liquid IV. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But they keep announcing new businesses coming within 5 minutes of my home.
Okay.
And they had an announcement yesterday that we have a new restaurant because we're begging for restaurants around here. All the restaurants around my home suck.
Are they all like crappy chain restaurants?
It's McDonald's, Burger King.
Yeah. The same old, same old.
Bennigan's.
And I've got this shopping center here has 6 pizza restaurants. You don't need 6. You need.
Do you have a favorite?
I'm a Domino's guy.
Naturally.
I like the Domino's crap.
What's not to like?
We also have a place called
Rob. You are such a ball buster. You really are. You're such a ball buster.
If I want to step it up a little bit, spend a little bit more money, there's a nice pizza place here called Pirate Pizza that has nice pizza as well.
Is that kid oriented?
It is not.
We have a pirate themed show.
We do.
Yes. So
our show is oftentimes compared to Domino's Pizza, Mike.
They've announced a new restaurant, and it's a pretty big deal that we are getting it in Northeast Florida.
I'm ready.
And I wonder if you would care for White Castle.
Oh my God, yes.
Amen. Is it good? That's so rare.
It's rare, which I'm excited about, but is it better than Crystal? Because we have a lot of Crystals in Florida.
Is it not identical?
I've never been to Crystal, but my understanding is that Crystal is a White Castle ripoff. They designed themselves to be like
White Castle. White Castle, correct me if I'm wrong, comes with the box of the little square burgers, right?
Yeah,
buy like an ass ton of them, right?
Sauteed, reconstituted onions, which sounds gross, but it's great.
But it's got some, in the old days, it was drinking food, right?
Mike, true or false, on a road trip, you and me and the rest of the show went through White Castle's drive-in in a limousine.
In a limo.
Yep. True.
And got a big box of burgers.
It's not like we were hungover.
Right now. They're sliders. Yeah, they're sliders. That's what they
are. So good.
Yeah.
They're really good. I think you'll be happy.
I think here's what I like about it. If we got one down here, it's unique.
You see all the other chains.
You see the Chick-fil-A's. You see the McDonald's. You see that. But I like the chains that aren't everywhere, where it's a rarity where they pop up.
Mike, aren't you a longtime supporter of Church's Fried Chicken?
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm sorry, I can't lie. But we're getting like, go ahead.
It seems like my exit off 95 is trying to be that like touristy trap area, because we've got the Buc-ee's, we've got the Bass Pro Shops, and now they're done to do a White Castle.
Well,
and,
if you eat enough White Castle, your exit will be busy.
Somebody, Carla wrote, we are getting one. So that's, by the way, that's Carla. Once you ask, and by the way, when you're talking about where it's located, that's the theme of White Castle. Did you know that?
No,
that
I didn't.
The White Castle. It's an exit, not an entrance. I think we're getting an In-N-Out Burger down here. Do you either one of you guys know anything about that? That's an L.A.
Yeah, it's not great.
A California chain.
Got that in Vegas. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
and
so
they also have an amazing secret menu. So before you go there, Google what some of the special things you can get there.
At In-N-Out?
Yeah. There's like the
order
double
what's on the menu your first time.
The double fresh, and then there's also the happy ending. All these things you can order.
But the In-N-Out Burger theme is In-N-Out Burger. It's an exit, not an entrance.
That's why they're competitors.
Yum yum. Well, congratulations. I look forward to you. Can we make a request that when it gets finished, when they're done and they're up and running? Or by the way, are they up and running yet? Or
I don't
or
even
what?
Think they've built the building yet.
Oh, see, that's
Mike. It takes a long time to build a castle.
They're building a Walmart and a Chick-fil-A, and now this thing's going in the shopping center too. And none of the stuff's done yet, so I don't know.
Do you know what they're building down here, right around the corner?
Hmm.
An L car wash, a new one.
That's great. And that says that America businesses work.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's El Goodo.
Now, you know, Josh, your new Walmart will probably have some sort of fast food outlet in it, like a wing place.
Do you know what the theme of the El car wash on their billboard? It says El car wash. It's an exit and an entrance.
That's terrific.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. I am aware that what I'm going to say now might be a little controversial, but it's the way I've felt for a very, very long time. And it's just, it is a flavor that I find vastly overrated. Ooh. And I mention it because one of the newest flavors, I'm a big, big sunflower seed connoisseur.
All right.
When it comes to going to my kids' baseball games. One of the great joys that I have is going to the ballpark and spitting sunflower shells on the dirt and not having to worry about it. I love it, love it, love it. You go to games, you know, they have trucks that bring them down to the spring training. And, you know, the ball players all have.
How much of it is the eating of them and how much of it is the spitting? Because I think probably the routine of chew and spit is probably as important.
I think you might be right about that. I think I enjoy it. Now, the problem is if it's a windy day and Carla's sitting next to me. And last night at the game last night, you know, I was warned not to, you know, get any on John, who was sitting next to us with this kid pitching. So I was very careful. And there are three ways you do it. Now, if I'm in an area of the ballpark where I can just freely give it a go.
Sure.
Then I take my time and I rocket them. And sometimes they go through the backstop and land in the dirt.
You go for distance.
Sometimes it depends on the seed that you get. But you see ball players do it all the time. If I am surrounded by people, quite often I will just lean forward and do a little
Okay.
And then if I'm really concerned about, you know, making a nice impression, having a conversation with somebody, mm-hmm. but I still want to eat my seeds, I'll do a little takeout and drop it on the floor, that type of thing.
So spit, not swallow.
Any mm-hmm. issue when you're yelling?
No, not really, because I can give a good umpire crap when I've got a squirrel mouthful of sunflower seeds in my mouth.
Do you ever, when the situation allows it, do you ever accidentally spit the seed toward the umpire?
You think he's Earl Weaver out on the field to argue in?
No, I'm talking about from his seat. He said he goes for distance. He goes through the backstop.
I have spit sunflower seeds in anger multiple times.
That's awesome.
It's primarily against a coach I don't like, and it's not like it's going anywhere near him, but I can just go, oh, come on.
Mike, we have tape of you at, I think it was the game 3 nights ago.
Okay.
Let's see.
You got to give him that huck to and spit on that thing. You get me?
Where'd she ever go? Didn't she go to jail or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
She had a crypto crisis where sold money that didn't exist.
So
I just love keeping her name alive.
A flavor that I don't care for. But I decided...
Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Okay.
But sometimes it can be sweet. But it's primarily... and barbecue is something that... I think barbecue is vastly overrated.
Has its place, though. On potato chips, yes. On Fritos, no.
But it's barbecue. It's like... I think big barbecue, has hijacked the flavor profile. It's like bacon. Is bacon good? Yes, bacon's good, mm-hmm. but it's not the greatest food ever. Like people, how often does this PR campaign of, it's got bacon on it, so you know it's got to be good.
Now
right?
We've got bacon donuts with candied bacon on them. No!
Bacon.
Nope. Right.
Big bacon. Yeah. Everything's manipulated in America.
Oh, it's like avocado. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Avocado did a huge ad campaign, and now everyone wants avocados.
Not me.
We've all been manipulated.
Trying to think if I think that, yeah, avocados are featured. A discussion of avocados featured prominently in Euphoria. That's actually mentioned in the episode.
Those kids that age love them. You know what else right now? We are in a big push, and I don't see it taking, which makes me happy. Big mango. Mango really wants to be one of like the big fruits.
Where do you line up on mangoes?
I hate mangoes.
Because of that soapy kind of flavor
that
they've got?
Yeah, and sloppy, not easy to eat compared to a good apple.
I think they're extremely easy to eat.
No, they're the stickiest
you gotta cut
fruit
them.
In the world to eat.
The stickiest food? You two are on board with that? You don't like?
Yeah,
do you like the
mangoes.
Flavor? You don't like mangoes?
No. Yeah. And also I don't like them jammed down my throat, which people are doing.
Well, yes. My brother ruined mangoes for me.
Well, remember that when that happens, that's an entrance, not an exit. Yeah.
That's the motto of Big Mango.
Yes, it
is. Matt had a mango tree, so he would bring mangoes to Camden Yards. So we would have mangoes to eat while watching the baseball game.
Oh, and if you don't care for that flavor profile.
That has ruined it.
Have you ever had a dehydrated mango where it's like candy?
Yeah.
Dried fruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Problem is it's been ruined for me.
Did he plant the mango tree to harvest mangoes?
I'm reasonably sure. I am drinking mango pineapple liquid IV today.
Well, I think flavor forward, it's got to be pineapple because mango's flavor is not that great. Good. It's not.
But that's what you're seeing on everything. Mango combinations of everything.
Costco replaced the big jar of whole peeled peaches with the big jar of mangoes. Not happy about it.
I believe my son is a mango nut. He likes mangoes. He really does.
But I mean, if you compare it to like a banana, an apple, even an orange, which requires peeling, it is, you know what? Here's what mango should say. It's delicious, but it's the most inconvenient fruit.
It is a great tourist bar on South Beach in Miami, if it's still there. Can you do some quick on the fly here and see if Mango's South Beach is still on? I don't know if they'd have any pictures of mangoes, but Mango's, Rob, one of the great touristy bars.
Sounds like a great name, but
Miami with salsa music.
They have a Cinco de Mayo party coming up very soon.
Oh, my.
Probably mangoes. On May 5th.
And a very for the guys and the gals, very attractive servers that tend to dance periodically on the bar.
But
and,
do they focus on mangoes, the fruit, or just as a name?
No, it is simply the name of
it's
the joint.
It's
and
a good name.
It's big fun. And some of the best salsa music I've ever heard when I went to Mangoes. So check it out on
Saturday. What about Mango Salsa?
Mango Salsa, no, no, no. Not a fan, never have been a fan. And by somebody, Dal writes that Sumo Citrus is still my favorite, while still at $3 each, too much. Yeah, I agree with that, but they're yummy, loving my tummy. So barbecue, the Dave's, is that the name of the sunflower seed company? Dave's Seeds, I think so. Not that good.
Is it owned by Dave Marish?
What reference is that from anywhere? Why? Who in our audience
understand,
would know that?
There's going to be 4 to 8% of our audience that will know who that is, and they will love
dead,
it.
Dead, right?
I don't know. I didn't go to the funeral.
All right, but I mean, I would assume long in the tooth back in the day.
Yeah. You used to call him Fozzie Bear.
Right, because he had a huge bushy beard. He was a new. All right. Here we go.
No, you see, you should have just let it go.
Tracks.
Let
Dave,
it go.
Dave Marish was an anchor man. Very briefly on Channel 4 in Washington, D.C. And he found it was like Dave Marish on the NBC
Dave.
Affiliate. There is. So that's it.
It could have been Dave Chappelle then. Does Dave Chappelle still make them?
Are there any pictures of mangoes and their lovelies at all?
No,
that's
but
Dave,
Marish.
Dave Marish. You got Dave Marish.
Thanks for having your priorities straight, Josh.
There he is. Yeah. No mangoes, but Dave Marish right away.
Well, so maybe he is a server.
Mangoes with a cowboy hat. Very
good. Who had the tortilla chips?
We have to break when we come back. Do you have some beautiful videos standing by?
Mike, it is not only beautiful, it is illustrious, and we have some music today.
By the way, he filed some good ones for tax day. Get it? We'll be right back, everybody. Folks, I'm not getting any younger. In fact, none of us are. It seemed like energy crashes at 2 p.m. became my new normal. So naturally, I went down to the internet rabbit hole and started Googling symptoms like a hypochondriac. Low T kept coming up. Here's the thing. Doctors act like testosterone replacement therapy is no big deal. Just weekly shots for the rest of your life. Cool. Thanks, Doc. Then you dig deeper and you realize what you're actually signing up for. $3,000 a year to shut down your body's natural production forever. Terrifying. So I'm making things easier on my body the natural way. I'm taking Mars Men, a natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. Mars Men is like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. It gives me more consistent energy, stronger lifts, and better focus. It's a steady drive all day, not the quick spike you get from caffeine or injections. Plus, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check it out. Check out the reviews on the website and see for yourself. For a limited time, TMOS listeners get 50% off for life plus free shipping and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to start feeling strong right away. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that TMOS sent you. Man, I love putting on that uniform when I was doing that commercial.
I like that you let me zip you up.
Yes. Beautiful video time on the Mike O'Meara show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
So I talked to you a little bit. I said it's going to be a musical audio vault. At least the front of it is. Mike, you are a cunning mimic. As G. Gordon Liddy used to say, you do a lot of great. You do great, but do you do impressions of musical instruments?
Yes.
Okay, which is your best? Do you think?
Trumpet.
Okay, I want to. Before you do yours, I want to see if you think you compare to this lady, who I actually watched 3 times, and to my determination, it is not a fake.
Song that I have that nobody asked for.
It's another brass instrument, so I want to hear something different.
Right, okay. So
is that it?
She just does trumpet, yeah. And I was wondering.
All right, hold on a second.
See, the cup, I think, is what separates her, so I was wondering if you could do the mute on it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That lady doesn't deserve to go viral. That lady is the mango of videos right now. I don't care for her. Like a Glenn Miller thing there. I like that. Oh, perfect right there. That's awesome. Thank yeah, you. You know what? You win. You
Thank
win.
You very much. Thank you.
As a musician or probably the most musical person on the show, Mike.
Stop hitting the microphone with your hands, Mike. Yes, Rob, I'm sorry. What?
As all musicians know, don't hit the microphone. Do you know what? I had to look it up. Do you know what an arpeggio is? I've heard the word, but I didn't know what it is.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Please?
Oh, you want the explanation of an arpeggio?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
An arpeggio is an entrance, not an exit.
No, an arpeggio is all the notes in a chord, but played separately, usually in an ascending or descending order.
Okay.
And this guy is sort of nutty. Mike, good news. He is going to be the umpire at your next baseball game.
So. Wow, that's something else. I like that. I think it was real too, right?
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Last musical note here, so to speak. Mike, how long ago was it that you had your one-man band?
You mean outside of Union Station in
Washington,
D.C.?
Yeah, and you worked for quarters. You would open your guitar case and people would throw
quarters. I didn't work for quarters. I worked for dollar bills. I want bills. Bills okay. only.
Well, this is a rare piece of video of Mike O'Mara and his one-man band outside of Union Station. I think it's near First Street in Washington, D.C. It's one guy. Playing the hollies.
I want to get. I want the hook. I want to.
You'll get it. Dun, dun, da, 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 da. Not the bad harmon- for one guy.
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
The harmonica's not syncing up with the chords that he's playing.
Well, he's like, got a lot of things to do.
He's got a lot, but I mean, if you're that talented to be able to do all that, get the chord right for the love of God. By the way, speaking, I was going to say outside of Union Station.
Yeah.
Back
to this.
I performed regularly until my monkey that performed with me retired. And with that said, man... I'm trying to get Josh to find this like before we get out of here today, because I was going to send it to him. It's the elderly monkey that's throwing kisses at the muscular man who's like the keeper of the monkey. And it's about as adorable as anything I've ever seen.
Did you sell the monkey or donate the monkey?
The monkey left.
Oh, I forgot you were part. That was Coco. And
well, you know, we were at a train station and,
He said, I'm going to Baltimore.
No, he didn't say dick.
Oh, I didn't realize there was some animosity.
He just split, and then I saw the monkey, and maybe because they didn't have a regular name for him. I used Liam. Liam showed up on a video.
Short for William.
Or was it Wallace? I think it was Wallace.
Oh, did you ever call him Wally?
No, I think I called him Wallace, and now he's old and he's with another guy performing. So
I'm
Wallace,
so glad he's still alive.
You might be able to find it on Wallace the Monkey. That might be where the video is.
Mike,
but
I love when a person's job is actually referenced in an interview and it allows them to really pontificate in an intelligent way. And when they interviewed Luke Bryan for the Masters, they asked him about storytelling, which all music is storytelling. Mm-hmm. And he seems eager to get the question, but let's see how Luke Bryan answers it.
Compare the storytelling of country music to storytelling of something like what Augusta National does in their broadcast. Ooh,
that's a great question. I mean, I think, first of all, with country music, and you look at its popularity as it gets bigger and bigger year in and year out, I mean, I think... the storytelling, obviously, I think I get I think God. A lot of times I get kind of coined as the party guy.
I get coined as the party guy and story.
You are right and right and right and right on that.
He's a
that
moron.
So
because
aggravating.
It is a softball question that I know they told him they were going to ask him.
Exactly. I'm with you 1,000%.
And if you
Have
were to stay
ready.
With it. What he does is he turns it into the fact that he doesn't mind being seen as the party guy in country music because that's what he prepared. That he prepared.
God, what an idiot. There you go.
And I love his neck beard. Mike, do you want to close? Do you want to close with Billie Eilish or an unexpected visitor to a grocery store?
Oh, boy, this is a tough one. Well, let's check in with Josh first.
Okay.
Is any sign of Wallace the monkey?
No signs of Wallace the monkey.
God damn it. I'll send you Wallace, and we'll lead the show with him tomorrow.
Excellent.
Let's do which is funnier, the Billie Eilish or the stranger?
I think you're going to enjoy the stranger in the grocery store.
Let's go for it.
All right, Micah, this is in Canada.
An unexpected customer made their way into a grocery store northeast of Calgary last week. However, it wasn't a customer, not a criminal. It was a beaver, Canada's national animal, who waddled into the Friesen Brothers shop in Hanna on April the 8th. Video from the RCMP shows the animal walking around the store, setting off the automatic doors. Hanna police and the store manager taking to social media with a video racking up thousands of likes.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. Nice. He was, too.
Well,
well behaved.
It took me 2 hours to find that soundboard, Mr. Professional.
Is this Wallace?
Oh, hold on. Wallace.
No, that's not it.
There. But there's a lot of people in the chat group that were really grateful you just posted that. We got to get out of here. Thank you for the super chats. Keep them coming, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Roque and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
How about that?
Peace be with you.
Lekker.